From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It's time now for your comments. We had several emails this week about our story on Wi-Fi at campsites. Some 6,000 private campgrounds now offer it, making campers like the Ponce family of Kansas happy.
I mean, we came here to camp, you know, get away from that kind of stuff. But it's nice to have one, because there are times when you're sitting out here and you're bored. We actually watched Big Brother from the computer last night.
Well, Linda Breer Sansusi of Naugatuck, Connecticut, says the story saddened her. She writes, "I grew up in a camping family, and although our trips were over 40 years ago, the memories I have of seeing the aurora borealis, catching my first fish, and telling stories around the campfire are ones I will forever cherish." She goes on, "If I had had the campsite next to theirs, I would no doubt have tossed that laptop into the nearest river. It might have relieved their boredom some to have to actually commune with nature in order to get it back." Jo Beth Anderson of Cottage Grove, Oregon, is part of a full-time RV community and offers a different perspective. She writes, "The ability to connect to friends and family around the world keeps us happy. We love the outdoor traveling life, but need the Wi-Fi too." Yesterday, my co-host Michelle Norris talked with writer Anthony Horowitz for our summer book series, Thrilled to Death. Horowitz's Alex Rider series about a teenage spy is immensely popular with young adults. He thinks it's because they identify with the title character.
This sort of very alienated but attractive and heroic young guy who somehow manages to survive on his own wits against all the adults. I think that's very much how young people feel these days.
Mary Douglas of Weybridge, Vermont, says her 11-year-old son is a huge Alex Rider fan, but she had a hard time getting him to listen to the interview with Anthony Horowitz. She writes, "When I finally managed to drag him over to the radio, he humored me by standing there and pretending to listen, but could not keep his nose out of the book. The imagery is a true testament to the genius of the series." Ms. Douglas continues, "I couldn't help but feel immensely grateful to Mr. Horowitz for creating something that requires me to repeatedly nag my absorbed kid to even eat his dinner." Please keep your letters and comments coming. You can write to us by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.